Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
I'm James, and that's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Come in. Thank you for coming. So this is where we usually do the work.
I'm Mike Davidson, and I run Core Issues Trust, which is a charity that takes people seriously who say they want to move away from homosexual practices and feelings.
So who usually seeks help?
It can be anybody. I would say they would all be adults, because the trust does not work with minors. Probably just under a half would be from no faith or other faith backgrounds.
Are you a Christian organization?
Yes.
Why would someone who's not religious seek out a Christian organization to help them with anything, but with this?
Well, because the professional mental health bodies, the UKCP, the Royal College of Psychiatrists, the General Medical Council, all of those larger bodies, anybody who's signed what we call the Memorandum of Understanding, is being told that it is an ethical offence to change or attempt to change sexual feelings in an individual. So that means there's nowhere to go, because they're simply going to be told, well, if you have homosexual feelings, you are gay. And some people are just not convinced by that. They realize they have the feelings, but they don't identify with the notion of being gay. To have a categorical change, to come as a person struggling with homosexual feelings and then to leave with no feelings, is not very realistic. So you have to work out in each case, you know, what they want to achieve and why they want to achieve it.
And so what do you do at that point?
Well, we do talking therapy, basically.
Rather than us talking about it, let's do some. Should we do some of this talking therapy?
Sure.
All right, I guess I'll leave you to it then.
Yeah, see you later. So is this what a session would normally look like?
You'd be sitting there, I'd be sitting here.
Okay. Now, obviously, this is kind of a simulation, so it's not exactly the same. Well, let's start.
So, welcome, James. I would really appreciate understanding what it is that you're looking for, what you're trying to achieve.
One of the things I'm most unhappy about is the level of shame I get given to me from other people who should be minding their own business.
Well, I can really identify with that, because from my point of view, shame is the one thing that is probably dominant in terms of all the people who come in this direction, who struggle with homosexuality.
When I was younger, I was bullied for being ginger. And then as I became older, I was bullied for being gay. There was one time with a guy who kicked me in the balls at a bus stop, actually, when I was probably 13.
But by the sound of it, you internalized it in a way that shamed you.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the emotions that you felt. So was it a hot day, a cold day? Was it raining? What?
I think it was a hot day.
It was a hot day. And you're standing at the bus. Are there others around you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a sense of being alone, or do you have a sense of being supported there?
No, I think any situation like that you would feel alone in.
So this was profoundly shaming, deeply, deeply shaming. So by the sound of it, you really took it into yourself.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think so. Do you, from what I've told you, have a theory as to why that would give me this same-sex attraction?
I don't think any one thing gives people same-sex attraction. I'm not saying this is the case in your case, because I don't know enough about you. But, you know, if that's your existence at school, it's bullying. And I'm not surprised that maybe you become distant from other males. We could explore that. And that's what this kind of therapeutic context is about. That gives you the space to do that.
Dan?
Yeah.
Do you want to come back?
Sure. Hallelujah.
I think we're good. I want to talk about your journey and how you came to this.
I wanted to move away from the homosexual feelings I experienced. I grew up in the church.
Why did you want to stop those feelings, if you don't mind?
I was not comfortable with them.
Why?
I had a conscience. I had a set of values that were really important to me.
And that told you that was wrong?
Yes. But there were certain situations where I felt incredibly convicted or ashamed.
Have you ever had feelings for men, non-sexual? Have you ever had emotional feelings for men?
Yes, without doubt. I mean, I desperately wanted to connect with other men and didn't know how. I could see what seemed to be healthy, fulfilling friendships around me, and I didn't know how to achieve that. So I always felt other. I always felt different and excluded. I wasn't great at sport. My father was a war veteran, great at rugby, great at cricket, and I felt a real gap between that and I didn't feel emotionally connected. I can remember the day that I said to myself, well, if that's being a man, referring to my father, I don't want anything to do with that.
Are you saying you feel for yourself that you pushing away from your father's masculinity in part made you have homosexual feelings?
It did not equip me to find a pathway with other males that I felt comfortable with, because I didn't know how to do it.
But how does that make you have homosexual feelings?
You know, there's a point at which boys will say, oh, that's a girl, that's yuck. And then I guess the hormones kick in and something begins to change. But it's almost as though they're drawn to the mysteriousness, the otherness of the female. Now, for me, males felt other.
Because you hadn't been hanging out with them?
Because I didn't feel like one.
That's really interesting, because I think I would probably relate to that to some extent. I've got memories of crying and crying and crying because I was terrible at football, and not being part of that world left me with no friends, really, and no male companionship. But I have not at any point had homosexual feelings. So the Royal College of Psychiatrists say there's no evidence to support this practice. Word therapy is misleading. The NHS, all major therapy professional bodies say that the efforts to try and change or alter sexual orientation through psychological therapies, it's unethical and potentially harmful. Are all those bodies wrong?
If you do research from only one point of view, and you can only get research money if you hold one point of view, then you're going to come up with one point of view. But if it's all from one ideological point of view, the science cannot be checked.
So you think the NHS has an ideological point of view?
You cannot just write off our point of view. We have a point of view.
May I ask a question? Are you still attracted to men now?
Not emotionally. Sometimes I can see a man and I think, well, he's very attractive, but it's not how it was years ago. It may be my age, but I don't have that deep longing for an emotional attachment for a man or a sexual encounter with a man.
Mike, I feel quite sorry for you, and I think you are genuinely trying to do what you think is best for other people that have been in a similar position to you and feel as though they don't want to be gay because their religion tells them that's wrong. But I cannot forgive you for upholding that belief. And the people that come to you are vulnerable, and they've been given so much shame and like hatred, and you are amplifying that and telling them a lie that they can suppress those thoughts, and they can't because you've just admitted yourself that you can't suppress those thoughts.
I've never used the word suppression. What I believe in is transformation. What we do is we replace those feelings.
But Mike, what if that's not true? And what if actually you are gay? What if all of that is you actually just ignoring that you're homosexual?
You know, even if that's true, I have the right and the freedom to identify and to live as I choose.